The following is a production of Different Brains. Visit us at differentbrains.org. Hello, and welcome to Spectrumly Speaking. I'm Haley Moss, an author, an artist, an attorney, and I'm also autistic. I'm joined here by the one, the only, the legend, the icon, and the moment herself, my co-host, Dr. Lori Butts.
Haley, that's the best, I think, of all of ever spectrally speaking intros. Thank you. I'm Lori Butts. I'm a psychologist and an attorney.
I was thinking about that. I think it was a meme or something that's like, she is a legend, she is the icon, she is the moment. And I'm like, yeah, but that's you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
That's kind of where I was going with that, but I don't know if it landed as well as it did in my head.
It landed great in my head, so I guess that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. So, how are you doing?
Good. How are you? We're getting ready to roll into some holiday here.
You really are.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're talking about anything related to any holidays, because I'm like, how is it already that point? Wasn't it maybe just Halloween? But Halloween didn't register to me because we had no trick-or-treaters.
Oh, okay.
It's very sad. So Halloween was like a non-event for me. And I'm like, oh, okay, this happened, but it didn't, or it did. But we're rolling into other holidays at this point. We are rolling into, I think Thanksgiving is our first, right?
Yep. We've got Thanksgiving this week.
Whoa. Okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, by the time this episode drops, it will be Thanksgiving or the week of Thanksgiving here for our United States and America-based listeners. So we're just going to talk a little bit about our plans and the things that we are grateful for. I think that's a good plan.
I think so too. I hope to hear that you're taking it easy over Thanksgiving.
Yes, the plan is to actually relax.
Wow. And
something I want to bring up about Thanksgiving is I know that this is something that for a lot of folks can be a joyous and festive period. I'm also very much wanting to send nothing but love to folks that it might not be, that it might be really stressful or different than years past for you. I know for some of us, it might be our first year in a while gathering safely in person.
Yeah.
Or it just might still not feel right to you, or things might have changed in your life. So I just wanted to say, if this is a hard holiday for you, then you have my love and sympathy, not sympathy, but my empathy for that matter. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
I just always like to point out that this is something that isn't always easy for so many different reasons. Not to be depressing here or anything, but I know that it can be difficult if you're someone who's experienced grief or someone who has a difficult relationship with food, or you are also someone who is Indigenous and have very different views and understanding of the holiday of Thanksgiving even. I just want to be sure that no matter who you're coming, where you are, if this is a time of relaxation, of reflection, or wishing things were different, then we're here for you.
Yep.
Are you doing something hopefully relaxing or?
Very, very relaxing. It's one of these, you know, the family kind of shifts around and is in different places. And this is one of the like very, very quiet Thanksgiving. So I'm looking forward to just, I mean, I'm going to miss being with my family, but just, I'm just going to be with my husband and some friends and, but I'm really looking forward to just kind of simple, quiet.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know from previous times of us recording that you have doggies. Are the dogs going to be joining for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yes.
I'm asking the most important question of them all.
And unfortunately, we've trained them to be very polite beggars. And my black one will put his head on your lap and look directly into your eyes as you are eating your Thanksgiving meal. And my white one will just lay strategically under the table, waiting to clean up anything you happen to lose off your plate. So
I love it though.
There.
So that might be something that we're thankful for. I personally am always thankful for dogs. Yes. So yes. Thanksgiving was weird for me last year because the first year of the COVID Thanksgiving, so 2020, we actually had to say goodbye to our beloved four-legged friend.
Oh, wow. It's been 2 years.
Around that time of year. So last year's Thanksgiving was a grief Thanksgiving, but I am always, as someone who no longer has a dog, I am always excited about other people's dogs. And I'm at a point in my little life that I am no longer sad and overcome with feelings about other people's dogs.
Oh, great. That's so nice.
It's the little things, but I think the fact that we're doing something a little different this year means it's not going to be a weird grief holiday, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah.
But love dogs always.
Yes.
and much joy.
And
usually I always like to do with this episode, and I think we've done this in years past too, is we talk about the things that we're thankful for.
Uh-huh.
And what are you thankful for or grateful for this year?
I'm really thankful for, kind of the traditional back to basics things, health, my dogs, my family, my friends, that's really basic, but very important things that, I don't ever want to take for granted. It's just How about you?
I think health is the big one, especially that we're okay, that they, and I'm also grateful for, I think sometimes the simple things in life, like, you know what, like a lot of the times I'm asked to talk about what my needs are. And I often say a lot of my needs are very much human needs. And the ones that I've had met throughout my life and the opportunities that I've had, I'm extremely grateful for. So whenever I reflect on those needs that most of us have, I'm like, I'm very grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful to be able to put food on my table. I'm grateful for a career that fulfills me. I'm grateful for my family, all that, the love in my life, whatever form that it comes in, like all mm-hmm. sorts of things that most people want or need. And even just the privileges in life that I've been fortunate enough to have, whether it's something I worked for or just got lucky, essentially. Right. So I feel like a lot of the things that I'm thankful for are things that everybody wants or needs, and just some of us happen to have been extremely blessed.
Yeah, that's very true. That's really true. Yeah, all of my needs are met, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very fortunate, because there certainly are lots of people that cannot say that in many many different ways and perspectives.
Yeah, like I was originally thinking I was going to crack a joke, because usually Thanksgiving is such a strange holiday overall because things are closed. The meal times are always like in the middle of the day. I was going to joke that I'm like thankful for Black Friday deals when it's all over. But then I was like, wait, that seems so flippant for so many reasons that I probably shouldn't say I'm thankful for it, because I'm not. It's more of like, oh, that's something that is, I guess I'm looking forward to, is I can do my holiday shopping and get some stuff done before. Or after, because
right.
The gift giving holidays are the ones that get kind of stressful.
They're very stressful. Mm-hmm. This one, that's why I really like Thanksgiving, because it's just a time to reflect, to relax, to hang out. Hopefully,
I know. I mean, if you really don't know what to do, or Thanksgiving is something you've never experienced, or feel like, I always tell people you can make your own traditions too, or whatever that might be.
Right.
What brings you joy? Like Thanksgiving, I know a lot of people really look forward to watching football.
Right.
Or they look forward to the Macy's parade.
Right.
Or they're those people that I don't know how they do it, but they wake up at like 5 a.m. and go like run a turkey trot or something. No, there's people who do like those 5K turkey trot things.
I know. I thought you were going to do another competition at Orange
State. They don't have a turkey trot. So. And I am not ambitious enough to get up that early in the morning to go run a 5K. I don't even run. I think I've told you this. Your girl don't run.
You could do a turkey walk. Okay?
Waddle like the turkey. Like after the meal, like I'm full. It's been turkey fun. Wobble tell you gobble or whatever they call it, right? That would be if I had to name a Thanksgiving 5K, I think it would be the Wobble Tell You Gobble 5K.
I like it. I think you just came up with something very catchy.
I think it's better than the turkey trot, but the turkey trot's still pretty great.
Yeah. I like Wobble Tell You Gobble.
I also would like there to be some cool like themed shirt or something, but no challenge at Orange Theory. I'm actually not going to be in like shape or in the mood to really go to the gym then. And I think they're my local Orange Theory is only hosting like a 90 minute class at like 7 a.m. And I'm like, nope. Nobody should. I can't go to 7 a.m. Like, I don't know how people do it. And people go earlier than that. And I'm like,
yes, yeah, 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like the first of the day is always at like 5. And I'm like, how do people do this?
Once you get it in your schedule, it's hard. You know, we can talk about it.
I feel like that would be something we can add as far as Haley's attempt at her for my health journey.
Okay.
We can talk about it New Year's, like, oh, Haley might have this ridiculous resolution to go to the 5 a.m. classes, which is never going to happen.
That's why ridiculous resolutions are silly.
But we can do our darndest to come up with some strategies. I feel like that would be like extremely regular guestless episode around here about starting and keeping routines. It's like, yes, can we make me a 5 a.m. gym goer? Because it will never happen. That would be some sorcery.
But those people that do make it happen, it's.
I respect you for finding time to take care of yourself, yep. But I really, truly hope you get enough sleep every day.
Well, those people go to bed around 9.
I've gone to bed around 9 before, and I'm not up then. Like, the only way that I'm up then is if I have one of those 7 a.m. flights when you're just out the door and you bail.
Right, right.
And that's because if I'm that tired, I will sleep on the plane.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm that just doggone tired. I'm like, yep, this is just how it's going to go.
Well, that's something to be thankful for. Somebody that can sleep on planes. That's for sure.
I was not able to sleep on a plane yesterday, despite barely being awake. But that's a story for another day.
Right.
I'm grateful that we still get to do this.
Yeah, me too. Very, very. Despite our schedules.
I know our schedules are both ridiculous. And then there are times of thinking, mm-hmm. if we're super busy, like maybe it's time to just like bring in some new folks, bring in some new blood, let them really make the show something else. And then it's like, you know what? I just enjoy hanging out with you.
I enjoy hanging out with you too. Mm-hmm. I'm very thankful for you, Haley. That's for sure.
I am too. I still can't believe that we've been Team Spectrumly together for a couple of years now.
I know. I can't either. It's crazy.
I was thinking about that because somehow with Thanksgiving, that means it's basically December.
Right.
Do you know exactly what happens? Like it's Halloween.
Right.
That it's Thanksgiving. And then everywhere you go, you hear Mariah Carey. And you're like, what just happened?
Yep.
Like even right now in this like week before Thanksgiving type time, you go to a store or something, you see like the holiday decorations, mm-hmm. you see the little wreaths on the storefronts and the lights and the things. And you're like, what just happened? It's
right.
It is not December.
Yeah. Well, it might as well be.
But it happens like the day after Halloween.
Right. Right.
And if you know some people that truly get ahead of the curve, it happens before Halloween.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And you're just like, no, it's too early for this. Like, I need some scary movies and some pumpkins and other stuff. And how are we no longer pumpkins?
Yeah, well, pumpkins last through Thanksgiving. So you can get
pumpkin seasons through Thanksgiving. It's not that I want to eat the pumpkins. I just like pumpkins.
Oh, cute. Nice.
I think pumpkins are cute.
Good.
Nice. I really like those ones that they sell at the grocery store that somebody paints a face on them. And on the stem, they put like a little witch hat or something. They're usually like $5. And I think they're so cute and they're so goofy. And I know that people buy them because they have little kids like right. in their homes. And I'm like, wait, I just want one. Every year I end up with one of these goofy little baby pumpkins that has the witch hat or some kind of face paint on it. And I'm like, I just like pumpkins.
That's great. Well, again, thankful for pumpkins with little witch hats.
Yeah, we're thankful for pumpkins. My favorite is I went to a conference about 2 years ago and it was in October and they gave us pumpkin shaped stress balls. So it's like you could squeeze this little pumpkin when you're anxious.
There you go. You can only squeeze it in October or November.
He's my year round emotional support pumpkin shaped stress ball. There is something for everyone all year long.
Yes there is.
And gratitude is not just a Thanksgiving special to me, it's an all year long thing.
Yeah, it really needs to be. And I try to be more mindful of that. It's I try to every day. It's mm-hmm. important. Makes everyone feel better and be present and not be yearning for something mm-hmm. outside themselves, but being grateful for something, you know,
the things that are in your life.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family.
I hope so too. And you too. And dogs.
Thanks. Exactly. Well, that's
family. Friends, family, and dogs. But dogs yep. are family. Family is dogs are family and family is dogs. So.
Correct.
But I still like to separate them because they're special.
Yes, they are very
special. I know special has a lot of connotations in this community, but dogs are truly just something special of their own because they're too good for this world sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
Well, no matter who you're celebrating with or if it's just you, we hope that you have a wonderful, safe, healthy, and enjoyable and hopefully relaxing Thanksgiving.
Yes, we do.
I think that's a good note for us to wrap this one up on so everybody can enjoy their time off or time to reflect or whatever it may be. Be sure to check out differentbrains.org and check out their Twitter and Instagram at @diffbrains. And don't forget to also look for them on Facebook. If you're looking for yours truly, I can be found at haleymoss.com, or you can also say hello to me on all major social media. I am not sure if Twitter will continue to exist by the time that this comes out due to all the many changes that have been going on there. So because of that, I am just going to say, if you want to say hi on social media, say hello on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, because the future is a very uncertain place.
I can be found at cfiexperts.com. And please be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. And don't hesitate to send questions to spectrumlyspeaking@gmail.com. Let's keep the conversation going.
Spectrumly Speaking is a production of Different Brains. Visit us at differentbrains.org.